We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring Training Live 2020, American Family Fields of Phoenix. Tim Allen with Lucas Ursig. Again, we dub him the truth. But Lucas, thanks for joining me.
No problem. Yeah, good to be here.
How are things? Everything good?
Yeah. I'm just enjoying my time here on the on the major league side of spring training and continuing to follow in the footsteps of a lot of the older guys and watching what they do on a daily basis, and just getting prepared for the season.
Well, and that's the thing now. You're starting to stack up the camps, the big league camps. I bet you you were in college or as a younger athlete, you say, just get me into camp. I'll do something.
Right.
But now they're starting to stack up for you.
Sure. And it's always a fun opportunity and a good one to like I said, be around a lot of the older guys and it's cool what the Brewers organization does and in terms of like all the changes that happen. So you get to meet a lot of new players and really good guys, to be honest, and just to see the versatility and how guys prepare for the game on a daily basis. And it's fun to just, take a step back and just watch from the outside perspective.
But you're also on the inside, too. And I had a conversation with David Phelps, and he gave me some information about what it was like when he was with the Cubs, where the Brewers kicked their tail in a series. And the Cub players were saying, like, what the hell just happened? How are they doing this? And he was saying it comes from being a family, staying together.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's what Counts does really well is promote that accountability for each other and staying connected as a team. And I think that's a lot more important than a lot of people realize. And the Brewers organization do a really good job at that.
Yeah. Well, at some point, your plan, your trajectory, at some point you have to have a mindset that something's going to break soon for you, right?
Sure. And that's the attitude that you want to bring to the field every day. And obviously you're going to have your good days and your bad days, but as long as you can be as consistently positive as you can be, I think the more success you'll have.
But it's still fun playing baseball. I mean, you're getting paid to play the game of baseball.
I know. Yeah, it's a childhood dream, and I can't be more grateful, especially after what happened at Cal and all that. To me, it's an everyday realization to me that, like, hey, I did get the second opportunity, and I'm taking every advantage that I can.
That going back to that, Lucas, and again, we've touched on it just a little bit over the years, but going back to that, do you have to look at that situation as sort of a maturing thing, a learning thing? How did you look at that now in retrospect?
I mean, I still look at it as a daily reminder that, that not everything is given to you and, you have to earn it. And, you can't just pass up opportunities, especially ones, that might dictate where you go in your career. So for me, it's very important to keep that in the back of my mind and make sure I'm conscious of it on a daily basis.
We're talking with Lucas Ursig here on Spring Training Live. What went through your mind on this whole cheating scandal thing? I mean, you're in the business, you're in the industry. I'll bet you some of you players has laughed about it.
Yeah, I mean, I won't go as far as sharing anything, too personal, but baseball is a crazy game and everyone is trying to find that extra edge, and that might be what the Astros did, and I I'm not going to sit here and say that they were in the right for doing that, because they were trying to find that edge. But it's like I said, it's a game of winning and losing, and trying to find that extra edge is sometimes what might happen. It's pretty difficult to kind of comprehend all that happened, because a lot of guys careers event, you know, inevitably we're on the line for that. And to me personally, it's, you know, it's over, it's done. And, and you know, I want, you know, baseball to move forward with that intention in mind, is like, hey, let's just play the let's play the game the right way and play hard. And, you know, that's what I try and go do on a daily basis. So
yeah, I agree with you. Finally, we're asking all you players, what do we find on your playlist on the way into work?
I don't know. I kind of just, you know, go on the Apple Music and, you know, either hit the today's country or today's hip hop. It all depends on how early and how tired I am in the morning. Usually, if I'm pretty tired, then it'll mostly be country. But for the most part, it's I don't know, just regular hip hop radio.
Okay, good enough, Lucas. Awesome. Erceg, always a pleasure, man.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.